Like put my direct discussion shirt on and get in the mood.
Yeah, I feel you.
I need this week, bro.
Yeah. You got that for us. In spirit, I'm in that. Let's get to this, man. This is gonna be process music.
And action!
Hey,
this is the Durag discussion.
Damn, look, you spazzed out right now. What the fuck going on?
Torch is yours, but I'm going to kick it off.
In the intro.
To let everybody know. All right, so.
Hey, you hear what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions. I'm Bryce.
And I'm Tev.
I'm here with another one, man. You know, on some spur of the moment, like spontaneous, let's make a decision. Do we want this to be the last episode of this season? The finale, let's say? Or do we want this to be the lead up to the finale?
That one?
Okay. So, finale's coming soon. We are starting to wrap up this season. Shit. Tev is going to take the wheel today. Texted him. What day was that?
Nigga, that shit was something like Monday.
Monday, early
or
in the
like
week.
Sunday or something.
I just told the world, like, hey, this week, you're going to have to take the wheel, Tev.
Yeah.
And because, you know, sometimes you just drained. The things you usually do, you just don't have the energy to do. So that's where I'm at right now. Not that I don't have energy for y'all for this.
I just life is life.
Yeah, I could only show up and be here today. That's all I could really put into it.
And answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get to it, bro.
Let's do it.
You know how we get cracking?
Yeah.
Mental for the past seven.
Past seven.
It was a heavy past seven from Thursday last week to Thursday today. It was a lot to happen. Shit. It wasn't necessarily a bad thing though. Like, it was just like trying. It was a very trying week from last week to this week. It was tiring.
This week is bad. It felt so fast, but so long.
Yeah. That's right.
Which is such a weird combo.
Yeah.
You ain't give your number, motherfucker.
I was literally just thinking that. Like, damn, I didn't give my fucking number.
Oh, you got long-winded, then finish.
Fuck.
Go ahead.
I'll give it a 7.
That's smooth.
Dude. I don't believe that.
That's smooth.
You don't believe it? Nah, I don't believe that. Like when I said that.
Recalculate.
Yeah.
I just now started giving a number and that being my definite number.
That's facts.
Like, you feel me? Like, I used to, I feel like, what was it?
It always changed.
Yeah, since we started with the mental state, I used to be like, 7.5. Actually, 7.2. That's 6.9. Like, bro.
Yeah.
So, nigga, it's okay. Choose your shit.
Everything you just said is what I'm about to do right now.
Go ahead.
I say. Six and a half. 6.5. It was just weird.
Yeah. It was a weird week. For me, there was still, you know, I'm not gonna get too much into it, but you know, it was just a week, and like, I feel like I just turned 25.
Oh yeah, you got some shit coming at you.
That quarter life crisis, nigga.
like a freight train.
I feel like that quarter life crisis is real. Nah, I don't feel like I'm in crisis. I don't feel like I'm fucking tanking. Honestly, I feel
change,
bro. At peace, bro. At peace. Like, peace has been my constant in the past month.
You've been saying that to me a lot.
A lot, bro. I feel like I've been saying it to even the audience, like, through the podcast. Like, I've been to the word peace has just been circulating for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. Like, why all the things happen the way they happen, and why they seem to happen all at once, mm-hmm. and like, you know, shit like that. But like, you know, you kind of got to take them on the chin. And I know I'm proud of like myself and my growth, and I've seen my growth. So it's kind of like a celebration for me in terms of like, if I would have went through this, or when I went through this and all these things before, I low-key didn't stand up to the occasion. Mm-hmm. But like now I'm like, you know, I'm still moving. Like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. Keep it a buck. So I would say, with all that to say, my mental staying past 7 from Thursday to Thursday. Shoot. Well, I recorded an episode on Sunday without you, so. Or on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
And that was smooth.
Yeah, I was that kind of was like on Saturday, bro.
Yeah. With your head or like?
No, with my head, yeah.
Yeah? Good or bad?
And my space.
Higher, low.
Lower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, so what are we talking about today is perfect.
Ooh, damn, I didn't even think about that shit. Like, an application to myself or to like my folks.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about piggybacking off last week.
Yeah, for me. And, you know.
Fuck.
Damn. Okay, so what?
All right, we'll get there.
So yeah, this week, my past 7, my number will have to be a 5.5. For sure.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It was crazy. Like, if I was to ask, like, the people around me,
what they think it is?
No, what their mental state was, like, at the place where we were. Because everybody carried it. Yeah, hell yeah, it was my auntie's funeral. I've been super close to, like, them specifically since way before I was born, bro. That shit never went nowhere. But, like, the big cousin and shit. So they was around. They all took a different I was wondering, like, what would their actual, like, number be? Because we see how people operate, how they carry, like how we see how they seem to carry things and how they feel, or what we think they feel like, just because of what we see them as. I was just wondering that. Not to go too deep into that yet.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I was just about to say when we finished, now's the time.
Might as well, huh?
Now's the time to go into the topic.
Yeah, fuck it, bro.
We here.
Everything else.
I think that's where this wave's taking us.
This
wave's
taking us. This is right here. To piggyback off of what we were saying last Thursday's episode, somewhere in there, I don't even remember what part, bro. I couldn't. It was, I think, toward the beginning of it. But talking about the stages of grief. Anywho,
yeah.
I just wanted to get into that today, according to Healthline. See what these motherfuckers got to say. So, I don't really want to read that shit. Stage one, denial. For simple examples, like death of a loved one in our instances, she's not gone. She'll come around the corner in a second. And this shit crazy, bro. I don't want to share my family's experiences, but it happens to everybody at this stage. I've seen it so many times, and I felt it different times, too. Mm-hmm. You get to the point where, like, damn, you so like this is a person that you rely on or something. Right. Or even if, for anything, right? You call them, we sitting on porch the other day, and I seen it happen to my cousin. He was like, I'm gonna just call my, but he's telling us, he's like, man, you could go ask my mom. And it hit him. He was like, damn, like, this shit.
Wow.
Really real. But I seen it happen shit to myself. You know, everybody can relate to that. He's like to speak any or anything about denial.
Nah, because I mean, like I kind of said on the last episode, I never felt that.
Yeah.
Not that it was always easy for me to accept, but for whatever reason, it just was like, that's the first thing that hit me. I'm just sitting and processing.
It's possible to, you know, move past it.
But is it healthy to?
Hey, didn't nobody say all that. It's possible to. Step two. Stage two, not step two. Same shit. Anger. Damn. I'm thinking about shit like from me as a kid. Like, damn.
Yeah. Anger. I mean,
I ain't even thought about this shit, bro. I'll tell you who I was angry at as a kid.
Oh.
I never talked about this, bro. That's crazy. I was mad at God, bro. It's real for real. To see what, like, I'll tell you why. I lost my grandma when I was two, so like I didn't even really get like an actual chance to like see what she about, see what my mom and sister gave from her. Picture that I can't even fathom it, bro. And to see my cousins go through it, bro, my homies go through it. Like, shit is got something I want, bro. And this shit got way deeper on a personal level than I expected it to. I'm fine with.
With God?
Nah, this episode got more personal than I thought it would get. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I can still just pour. Say that for another time.
Shit, whatever you got, bro. Mm-mm. Speak it, bro. Mm-mm.
Be straight. Be straight.
But nah, I mean, I feel you. Before you said that, like, I was sitting here thinking, like, I ain't never really been, you know, angry at him, but then there was that, like,
damn, why? Like, what's up? What's this about?
Like, it's kind of like, because you think, like, we've learned, we were brought up in a way that's like, God has a plan, like, and that's the plan, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we may think we off course, whatever, but, like, that's the path. And it seemed like when you watching shit go down, it's like, fuck, like, that's the path? Like, that's it? That bullshit on, like, in my sense, I'm thinking of it like my grandmother passed when I was in middle school, which I spoke on a few times here.
Oh yeah, not even to mention my pops. He lost his mom when I was like 8. You know? That shit, like, seeing what it does, like, to the dynamics, bro.
Yeah. True. Because then some of those people are like the glue to.
Yeah. If it's your support system. If there's no foundation from what y'all connected to, you'll find out in due time.
No, I feel that. I feel that anger. I feel that, like, questioning just like the process, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because I was saying, like, my grandma passed when I was in middle school. My grandpa dealt with that. It took him a minute to deal with that.
Yeah.
And he got married 10 years. Had to deal with it again.
Yeah.
Now has to deal with it again.
Yeah.
You know, we try our best to be there for him, but, like,
what could somebody do for that man, you know?
Why does he have to endure that? Like, or not like that it's all about him or like that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what does God have in mind for him? Or was he just that? He was the person strong enough to, you know. It's just a question. Honestly, you just don't get. Honestly, I feel like anger comes from just unanswered questions. Conflict comes from, like, communication, like, all four of those things. Like, I don't know.
Stage 3, bargaining.
I don't understand.
I didn't understand either, so I had to read a little bit.
Okay.
When you start creating, like, what ifs and if onlys within yourself, like, if only I would have called them this night, if only I would have did this before that, so then I wouldn't feel this way with their passing or moving on, you know?
Or run that back, sorry.
It's like, I'll give a simple example. One of my homies passed away earlier this year, earlier in 2021. And that nigga had called me the Friday before he passed, bro. He passed on a Monday or something like that. I didn't answer the phone because I was cleaning up. I just called him back. You know, I was like, damn. If only I would have answered the call right there, or called my boy back, you know, before he would have moved on. He could have told me something. You know, just in that aspect. Stage four, are you ready? Or you want us to talk about the third?
No, I'm good.
Let's do this. Depression. Which I feel is like looked at as it's not a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, like motherfuckers be going through it. Even when they don't even realize it.
Before I even experienced it, like, I always would think, like, you just gotta be mentally tough. You gotta be
something
like,
different.
And on some athlete shit, like, on some, like, because that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, honestly, was coming from my pops. Mm-hmm. Was coming from, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta be bigger than that shit. You gotta fight through it. You gotta... It's okay to cry for this few seconds, but you gotta get right back to it. Like, it's like, bro, like, I don't know. I always felt like, oh, okay, well, I'm being bred to think like, oh, depression's just a state of mind. You can change that.
Literally.
Oh, when I got in that, I was like,
I'll never forget.
This is real life. Like, this is not no fucking joke. Like, and I just, now I look at everything and I attribute it to, you know, mental health. And like, I love that we do this mental state now.
Same.
That shit really does enhance my, you know, self-awareness.
Yeah.
Reflection. No, what was you about to say?
I was just thinking, what the fuck was I about to say?
Depression.
I was saying, I'll never forget, I had this talk with my mom when I was in high school, just talking about, like, going into, like, dips of depression. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what she called it, something like situational depression or something like that, something along those lines, I don't know, don't quote me.
Yeah.
But that shit comes and goes. You know, you don't fall into a space for long, but get into a dip, get out the dip. I feel like that's very common. Or that's more, like, that's like, acknowledged more.
Now, is that based on, like, because people know the situation more? Or because
I feel like it's all on personal feeling. They can't deal with your depression.
But when you say acknowledge more, I'm assuming you're saying like people.
Yeah, they,
like will actually take that as depression and like be serious about that compared to from the outside looking in.
Yeah, it could be like somebody could be still in that dip, but you think they out that dip.
I feel you.
So that dip, getting out that dip is all on the personal scale, is what I meant by that.
Right. Okay, I got you. I hear what you're saying now. Okay. We're going?
Yeah.
No, that's a fact.
Stage five, acceptance. Which Bryce seems to be first in every race, too.
I just be moving too, like, in everything, bro. I just move too fast. Like, shit, when I first started basketball, I just would be full sprint all the time and lead a ball behind, bro.
Like, I remember, bro, you, the layups would go off the backboard because you could not just slow down so fast, bro, to put the ball off the backboard into the rim.
even, like, shit, my boy on my basketball team, his dad was, like, a professional, like, former professional, like, Euro player. He was be like, bro, you're so, like, you could be so good. You just, he's like, bro, when you go into the game, the first few minutes, like, just let it come to you. Just slow down. Just
pump him.
I still, like, I just struggle. Like, yeah. I'm like, I see an opening, go. But, like, that's just been a testament to, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, something I've noticed really in every aspect.
Hey, according to Brent Fias, ain't no such thing as too fast.
There is, though, bro. There is. Because then you start moving so fast for so long that you just don't know how to slow down.
Live the fast life.
Nah, bro, the fast life. You know, if that's what you want.
Exactly. If that's what you want.
Just like in terms of money, like just trying to rush shit. You know, in terms of recruitment when I was, you know, coming out of high school, everything, I've just been like fucking moving full speed, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, yeah, I mean, acceptance is my first stage, or it has been my first stage, because just like, I don't know, just being full speed sprint. So, I don't know, G. That's my thing. Like, I don't understand these stages because I don't understand my own, my processing is like way fucking off the wall. So it's hard
but
for me to
this
understand
is according
that.
To what these motherfuckers say.
Right.
For everybody, it's different.
What is it for you? Different.
Shit, I don't fucking know. I ain't took the time to think about it, bro. I just, shit, except, sometimes like, damn, hell no, I ain't no way. And sometimes I still struggle with, like, my cousins, bro, that passed. I'm like, I still cannot believe that shit,
I feel like,
bro.
They're not really, like, you order know, anyway. Yeah. I feel like you could jump back and
you
forth
do,
and jump
exactly,
back to two,
exactly,
then jump back to one.
Exactly.
And,
so there's a whatever the order that these motherfuckers say.
But that's just, I think, a list. I think those should have just been bullet points rather than numbers.
Nah, it's stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, nah.
Number 6, reconstruction and working through. You can begin to put pieces of your life back together and carry forward.
Yeah.
I guess.
I guess so.
Because that shit can put a halt on your progression if you let it.
That's something that's like, can always come back from. I mean, you could, but that's the thing. I feel like that is the point where you start to use it as fuel in some ways.
Yeah,
know?
Carry on.
Right.
Yeah.
Doing it in this person's honor or, you know, and just, you know, or through this thing or through this person, you know. It's kind of what I did with my grandma. Like, that's what I really just. Every time I was out football, anything tough. That was my first tattoo, was my grandma's name.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going through it. I just put my hand over my shoulder, touch that shit. Like, I wish I would have put it somewhere I could see it every day, but, you know.
It's on you.
I was young. But, yeah.
Then you stop seeing tattoos when they're on you. When the last time you actually like looked at your shirt?
Every, I don't know. I don't know, but I plan to look at this new one I got pretty often. just because I got that for me, you know?
Yeah.
Something, you know, for me and for, you know, Kathy. So, I want all my tattoos to really, you know, I've been taught, if you're going to get a tattoo, you better tell a story.
So it means something.
Every single one of mine really do speak something that's going on, or went on in my life, or, you know, speaks volumes to me. So, try to keep it on that, you know, unless I get a free one. It still probably will be, no, I would have to be.
That was 6. Number 7. These motherfuckers must be drunk. It says acceptance and hope.
That's 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very gradual acceptance of the new way of life and a feeling of possibly in the future. I don't know what the fuck that means.
But like the last three all sound like the same thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, shit.
Whew. That's the 7 according to Healthline.
According to Healthline.com.
Yep.
.org.
Com.
Com. We do not own the rights to these statements.
That's they shit.
It's not our opinion. We just read it. Moving on.
Yeah, we can move on, bro.
Let's get it.
Something else that I found. I thought that would be very interesting. Wish we had a shorty here to give her a take. But if you take a girl out and pay with like the idea in the back of your brain, the whole purpose of this is to get some later, is that considered paying for sex?
In his mind, yes. I ain't never went into it like that. Yeah. I'm spending money on you because I genuinely fuck with you and want you to have a good time.
I don't even care if I fuck with you. He just eating.
Yeah, yeah. Purely off just being a gentleman. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Even in that sense, genuinely just pop up with you and you. Yeah. I feel like you ain't trying to just, you know, get some shit off me.
Yeah. I offer for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. I don't just go out with any woman and just pay for your shit.
But I believe that that's a fucked up way to go about shit.
Absolutely. That's why a lot of niggas got money, though. And got fucking man purses.
Yes.
And, you feel me? And stacks and, you know what I'm saying? And buy the J's and buy fucking...
Bro.
Ball mains and all that shit.
I don't know who told me this, bro. One of the homies, he said he had seen something or know somebody that got one of them PPPs, right?
Yeah.
And bought a Benz.
Owns it?
He bought a car. He bought the car.
That shit for give him some money?
That shit
for give him some bread or what?
I don't know.
I
can't. I mean...
Nigga going to jail.
I can judge on people's fucking priorities, man.
Nigga, go get indicted.
Yeah. Priority is fucked up, man. Yeah. That's from my stem, from my eyes.
Yeah, it ain't worth it to me. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Fuck that.
I feel like I'm kind of... I've always said, like, shit, I get rich, I'm going to have a fucking Honda Civic.
I'm not.
And a nice crib.
I'm not.
Hey, that's me.
That's
though.
Just me. Yeah, literally.
You feel me? So,
I'll have a little hoopty.
For but sure. I want my crib to be the nice.
Oh, yeah, my crib for sure. Yeah.
I don't want everybody to be having access to my shit. Mm-hmm. But I'ma share. Nigga, don't worry, I'ma share. But nigga, once you start getting greedy, I mean, fuck. I have to work for that extra with what I gave
you. You can stay around, but I gotta cut your hand off.
Yeah. So. But nah, I've always been the type to just be like, nigga, I don't need nothing big. I just want something nice, comfy.
Feel that.
And a good location.
Feel that. I got both sides.
Alright.
And I need it all. All.
Exactly. And more than anything, I want to provide opportunities.
That's why I need it all. So I can see my focus, get it?
I think I said one day, can't wait till I can just give niggas jobs.
Yeah. For real.
That's the goal, no?
Give a nigga a job.
Can't wait to give niggas jobs. Careers.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities, all that. Like, yeah, that's the mentality. For sure. Well, how we took that to that, but
I don't know.
Positive
either.
Upturn, right?
Yeah. Give niggas jobs.
It go real bad. Go down to the dirt, low key, but hey, that shit went up.
Yep, give niggas jobs.
I ain't asking why, but we here. Show me. Where we at with it? Where we at with it?
Let's move it on to the next thing. I want to talk about technology. Because I love it, but I hate it.
Forgot that all on there.
I like the gadgets, they cool as fuck, but I hate the attachment.
Is there that's inside of me?
Yeah. I don't like the attachment, bro. And I don't like where it's going. Like before I wrote this in the notes. Yesterday I was telling you I seen that them robots.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it was a delivery one or not. I don't know what it was, bro. That shit freaked me out though. This shit moving, the world moving too fast, bro. Like, is this a simulation? Like, I don't know, bro. But, going even further into technology and, like, the attachment comes, like, social media shit, which we've mentioned on here before.
You were trying to say just now is like, think about if you have everything you want and need, literally, and you can take everything everywhere, and you don't even need a backpack to carry it. Make any size that you want.
I'm saying, soon enough, that shit is going to be all
and you don't want to carry it with this. You? Cool. Have this one here, that one there. But we can get everything that's on this one over there. Just while you hold this little one in your pocket. Just in case you need it.
Mm-hmm. And guess who buying it?
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's what you was trying to say in terms of like accessibility and like, it literally just had, like, literally there's an app for everything, bro. Like, when smartphones first came out, they used to say, there's an app for everything. Like, nigga, they dead ass, there's an app really for meant everything that. Now. You could measure shit with your camera.
Yeah.
You could fucking, you got a flashlight.
Yeah.
You got fucking emergency. You got
compass.
All of that.
The internet. Pause this call.
Answer any question through your phone.
Whatever you need.
Communicate with anybody.
Information that you can get on anybody. Like,
right?
This shit like, freaky. Like, everybody knows everything.
Yeah. For real. And we're conditioned now to think that we know everything. Because we could just...
Let me go over. Right here. Yeah. Yeah.
And then that gets manipulated by the actual media and actual, you know, advertising companies and people pushing their shit through Google and all this other shit. And niggas paying to put their shit on the top of Google. Just because it's at the top of the list don't mean that shit is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
things you could do to get your shit pushed to the top for sure. Business. Hey, but we ain't done none of that. You go Google do-rag discussions, nigga, what? Yeah. You know, I ain't paying a single dime for none of that.
I also wanted, like, what is this shit gonna look like in time? Like, 10 years from now, bro.
Right.
Like, what are we gonna be looking at on TV? How are, like, basketball games gonna be approached? That shit is changing every single year, bro.
Yeah, for real.
How is football gonna be approached?
But then the sports are changing because it's like, okay, how can we get more people to watch? How can we make it more action-packed? Like, those are what they changed the rules on, like, in the NFL, shit like that, bro.
Think about the technology,
like,
though.
Why are y'all doing that? Like, it's a fucking game. Rich. If you don't appreciate the game for what it is, then go fucking watch hockey, my nigga. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fuck with the NFL and start, oh, let's get rid of kickoff. Let's get rid of special teams so that everything's faster. It's like, there's higher-scoring games. Nigga, let's just let the players play and be athletes and let the score be what the fuck the score is. Like,
the world's gonna be soft as fuck.
It already is, bro.
Exactly.
And then it like, I don't know, then makes the people that are actually strong in reality seem and projects on them like, oh, you're not strong.
We recording, trying to get paid.
Yeah, you know, talking our shit.
Yep.
Something like that.
That's cool.
How are you?
I'm perfect.
What's your mental state from 1 to 10? 10. Ooh, that's the first 10 direct discussions. That's the first 10. We gonna clap it up. 10. We haven't had a 10 on the episode.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. That's beautiful.
Feeling like a 10. I'm very, I just had a birthday.
Hey, so happy belated birthday.
So I thank you. So I'm really grateful. Just think about all the things that God has done. You know what
I mean? Mm-hmm. Come closer.
Think about all the things that God has done in my life. So many times I don't even need to be here.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I have a wonderful family. I have a perfect husband. I have good friends. I'm healthy. Doesn't have to be this way. Mm-hmm. So I'm so grateful.
That's dope.
I don't have that one.
I love it. That's what we all striving for. Congratulations.
Hasn't always been this way, but
that's why you deserve it.
I could be really fucked up. I could be like, one time I was diagnosed with MS. Just on a clear day. It was a day like this. I couldn't see. I couldn't walk. I couldn't work. I couldn't drive. I couldn't do nothing. I'm like, well, where is this coming from? Went to the doctor and they said, oh, you have lesions on your brain. Okay, so how do you fix it? Tevin's heard this many times.
Mm-hmm.
How can you fix it? They're like, we can't. It's going to be progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Some people end up bedridden. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean bedridden?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, do you do drugs? Do you do this? So for me, to go to the doctor, I tell him, no, I don't do drugs.
Wow.
I was like, well, you know, it's a little bit here and there, but like, you know, have you ever done this? Yeah, I did that way back when I was 20, once, twice, but you know. He's like, no, it's progressive. He said, you're going to get like this. So I can't see. I have double vision. So can you fix it? He's like, well, I can give you medicine, steroids, He said, do you know, he said, but it's progressive. You're going to have this your whole life, and it's going to get worse. So they put me on steroids. I gained like 10 pounds, which is a lot for me. You know, I got my little round face because it makes you look like you have like a little moon face. My hair, I could go like this. I've always had really thick hair. I could go like this. You know, my hair's coming. Yeah. I was like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Not married. No kids. I do have a boyfriend, not married, no kids. I got on my knees. I said, you know what, God? My grandmother always told me about all your healing and all the wonderful things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, all bets off. I can't see. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. Why would you bring me here?
Yes.
Oh, and this is when my mom just died. I said, why would you bring me here for this? What's the purpose? Everybody has a purpose. What's my purpose? How is this happening to me? I'm trying to be a cool person with everybody. You know, I acknowledge you. I'm like, but this what you're throwing at me is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say fucked up. I might have. Because I just put it, you know,
yeah.
I'm talking to him like my homie. I'm like,
right.
You know? I said, so I'm in the house. I can't make no money. I'm on disability. I can't see. I can't drive. I can't watch TV because everything's double.
Right.
You know, I can't do nothing. I said, so I don't have no kids. I'm not married. So is this what my life is going to be? Am I going to end up bedridden? Is this your plan for me? So I promised him that day. I said, so I found all kinds of scriptures that tells me of all your promises and all of your healing. You say that you're not a respecter of persons and your word cannot return to you void. So let's see if you are who you really are. That's what I told him. Hey, I'll bet I can't see.
Woo,
you know, I'll bet, but I'm on my knees.
Right.
I'm crying and crying out. I'm like real sincere.
Yeah.
And I said, you heal me, I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. And I will tell everybody about you. So I took medicine for 8 years. I gave myself a shot
mm-hmm.
in my leg for 8 years. Switched jobs, said, hey, I need my medicine. I have new coverage. Okay, well, instead of going to SC, we got to send me to UCLA. Okay. Now, through all this time, I'm still an accountant. So I'm working. So it affects your brain, your memory, your this,
right.
Your that. I'm still working. My short-term memory's kind of jacked up, but I'm using my Outlook for pop-ups. I remember all this shit, right?
Right.
So I go to UCLA and I say, hey, I need my medicine. I always said I was diagnosed with MS. Never said
right.
I had it because I'm praying for healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The words in my mouth. So I said, I was diagnosed. And he said, you know, like you have a mess. I said, well, I said I was diagnosed, but I can't see, dude. And my gait is messed up and this and that. He said, no, I think you have a virus. ADEM, it mimics itself as MS, but it's not progressive. He said, but I really can't be sure. He said, because they didn't tap your spine to see the fluids.
Right.
I don't know. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to take that as healing. And I left, and I never took another shot.
Mm.
I'm not bedridden. I'm not jacked up. I'm still walking. I can run and jump and all of it. That's why I said, so when I think about the goodness of God and how I could be, I would like to be great.
I love you. I love you too.
And
that's
so my
beautiful.
Testimony. I have a lot to be grateful for. So, okay, so let's go a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, I didn't want to have children because they said it could be hereditary.
Right.
So I'm not going to have children. So that's the time that everybody's having kids. That's the time my body's ready to have kids. I'm not having kids.
Right.
So then when I get to the second doctor, he said I misdiagnosed. Now I feel cheated.
Right.
Because I didn't have. So I had a conversation too, like, so now homeboy's telling me that I'm misdiagnosed, which is what I wanted healing, but that was my space. to have my kids.
That was your window.
So now I'm jacked up. But God gave me kids. He gave me kids.
Yeah.
They just came in another package. In a different package.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm real good.
Great. Excellent. Fantastic.
I'm good.
Damn. That's beautiful.
But no, I want y'all to know that Jam popped in, walked out, didn't even know we were back here. We literally scared her. So none of that was planned. She spoke on like three of the things we've touched on today, both of us, and she had no knowledge of what it is. And we were speaking from such a low point, kind of. Not to say that we were talking like negatively, but you know, shit was low.
Different place.
Yeah, it was in a different place. She really just
she
brought a whole different outlook.
On 10 today.
Man. So, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at God. And so, I was sitting there listening to him. I was like, what made me ask her for a mental state?
Mm-hmm.
She just went. That was dope.
I don't even know.
I love it.
Where to go?
I love it.
This is your section today.
This is my one. I've been real quiet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here. Hello, it's B. props this week. I actually. We're going to go ops high and end with high with props. So we'll go op this week goes to Pusha T. This is a Bryce special op. Tev will, you know, he'll jump on if he feels the need and he feels like, you know, if he starts to feel the same way after I plead my case. But this was all my idea.
Oh yeah, I don't know shit about this.
So Pusha T, Billboard's awards was this past week or the week before. Drake got one.
Drake got fucking artists.
One of the ones he won for. Oh yeah, but yeah, so he went for that one. Pusha T, no one remembers. You know, I had beef with Drake.
Yeah, he was right. This song's shit.
They went back and forth.
I was in Arizona when them shits was dropped.
And he was, you know, dropping records by his son.
That nobody knew of at the time.
Yeah, that no one knew of at the time. So then on stage, Drake has his son, Pusha T's in the front row. Everyone's standing up, clapping for him. Pusha T's sitting there with his arms crossed, staring down what looks to be Adonis and the baby. The baby's name is Adonis.
Yeah.
The baby is crying. The baby is crying. I want to find the picture. There's like three pictures in the... But with all that being said, then this morning I think I saw a post that Pusha T is trying to get a children's book published, but no one will publish it. So I mean, it's just like you can't try to shoot for somebody's child and then expect parents to buy. Yeah. Had the baby crying. Crazy. But yeah, that's the offer this week. Pusha T. How you got beef with a kid, bro?
Yeah. What you think he said to the kid? Oh, he's staring right at him down there.
Yeah, bro. Like he was like literally staring at one spot. Like
he probably seen some shit. Look like he's seen some shit, huh? What the heck? Anybody got the video of what Pusha T was doing?
Oh no.
I feel like they don't bring the camera. Like, I feel like the cameras in the audience are like actual cameramen coming down.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah,
walking facts. Down the aisle and then like bringing the whole cord
they
down.
They got
and, like,
audience cameras.
Having to like whap the cord, you know what I'm saying, all the way down. And when you gotta like whap it, like, like with the vacuum, or like, you like send the wave all the way down so you knock out all the tangles. Yeah. They gotta do all that shit and wrap it around their back and shit, then bring it down around the corner, like. So they be late, I feel like, for the reactions. Right. He started hiding behind him. I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I might be
he might have bad vibes. He might feel bad vibes.
Yeah, he might just been staring him down, bro.
I don't know. You never know with these motherfuckers.
It might not even been that. You know, kids just are triggered by a lot of shit. But
he said he's sitting in front of a whole bunch of people. He started looking out at people.
Yeah, like clapping and screaming. Yeah. It was a lot. But hey, even then, you dropped a diss track talking about another man's child. And now you're trying to publish children's book. Nobody, no parent is trusting
trust you.
Your word in their kids' hands, bro. Like, that don't even make sense.
That's funny.
That's ass backwards, G. Like,
oh, man.
So, that's how I feel on that. The props for this week. Back to Howard University with it.
Yeah, they're doing good shit.
They're doing dope shit over there. Specifically in the College of Fine Arts, they are naming it after the late great actor Chadwick A. Boseman. Last week there are props for naming Felicia Rashad, Mrs. Huxtable, the dean of fine arts. Mm-hmm. So they're doing dope things over there. Shout out to Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. That's a lovely thing. I mean, black people doing excellent things in their own community and giving to black people. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Can't hate it.
Shit, we're wrapping this motherfucker up. Y'all know what's coming next. Bro. I have mine. This week, my lifestyle tip advice, shout out to anyone, positive affirmation, challenge for the viewers, anything. Mine could probably be a mix of a few things in that compass or encompassed in a few of those things, but mine would be to stop fighting for equality. Fight for superiority. I want to be equal with values lower than mine. I'm speaking of black people.
I hear who you're talking to. It's hidden in a different
space.
Why
are we talking about equality?
To get what we really want, we can't be equal. We gotta be superior.
Right. So, and not that we're trying to be superior, we're trying to fight for superiority because that's what our values, where our values lie, where our community lies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We may not hold it to that because we lose sight of that, but we fight for equality, but okay. If we're equal to them, cool. Let's say we're equal to them. All right, here's some examples. We're shooting their children. We're fucking belittling other races.
Shooting up schools.
We're shooting up schools. We're entitled. We're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear you.
We think we're, you know, greater than the masses. When in all reality, we should be trying to fight for being superior to that, right? Being superior doesn't always mean fucking stomping on the little dude.
Very true.
Superior means being a bigger person, being
in control.
The adult, being in control, being the provider, being the protector, being, you know, community leaders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by superiority. We got to fight for superiority rather than equality.
Okay.
The motherfuckers, they gonna hear this shit and spin it how they want to. They always do anyway. So why the fuck are we still trying to tiptoe about why we say shit? Or the way we say shit?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna twist it the way they want to anyway. Regardless.
So facts.
Let's speak truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real. We want to fight for superiority, not equality. I don't want to be like them motherfuckers.
Me
I don't even want to be held on the same level as
me
them.
Me either. I got mine.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
So that's my... I guess it's a challenge. Yeah.
Damn, I feel like I got a couple.
Send them all, shit. Last week on Saturday, Kev and Zia both gave like two or three.
Okay.
Different types too, I think.
It won't be the first or last time. The first one, just hold you. The people who you feel should be close to you, hold them close to you. Don't just hold the idea of being close to that person. So, really do it. Be about it. Because you never know, man. Never know. I forgot what the second one was that I had. I don't remember.
Wow. That is a shame.
Have to do with the topics today? Something you going through?
Mm-mm.
Someone around you going through?
I'm sure.
Shit, me?
Fork, mate.
Can't remember. But I'll give another. I'm really trying to think about the other one. But just let shit be, man.
I feel it. No, I'm piggybacking off of that. I was just saying, like, I feel like for me in my life, the things that I wanted and felt like I needed the most and really, like, tried to force and go after and rush and go towards.
Yeah, back up. Our fucking two life tips contradict each other.
Those things, like when I just chill the fuck out and just live life,
mm-hmm.
They come to me. You know what I'm saying? So
they don't contradict. They know.
They could definitely mesh. Yeah.
They could. Yeah.
They could definitely mesh.
Depends on how they take it. Don't let them contradict. I don't mean for them to contradict.
Oh yeah. What was your first one?
All right.
I said, hold you. The folks close to you, if you like, believe in that, like go do that. In that aspect, do that shit. Anything else,
I was
let that
speaking
shit
in
be.
The
yeah,
sense
let
of
that
like,
shit be.
That second one, I was speaking in the sense of trying to force money.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Money,
yeah,
fast,
thank you.
You know what
thank
saying?
You.
Shit like that.
That's exactly what I was saying. Literally,
what I was
where I came
saying.
Off
oh,
my
but
brain.
I see what the other perspective.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's it. Bro.
Stay for the past 24. Hold on. Take your side. Oof. This was an episode in a week, boy. Let me go first.
Yeah.
Past 24. Have moments where I felt weak. Right now, I'm feeling strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I am strong. Really, the points that I feel weak are just moments that I don't realize how strong I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say my
past 24. Six. I'm at six. Or six and a half.
Scratch that, bro. Actually, I'm at a seven, bro.
I was going to say
seven. I'm at a seven.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. I was going to give myself like a seven. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, seven average for the past 24.
Shit, bro.
Another beautiful episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all again for letting us, you know, speak our minds. Fuck.
Yeah, y'all know what y'all get from us. Sometimes, you know. I ain't gonna explain it.
Mm-mm, you don't need to explain shit, dog.
It's Bryce.
It's Tab,
we out.
And we're about to hear, folks.
And share, motherfuckers.
Please.
You bitch, you share.